This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Israel-Hamas war intensifies, the United States underscored Sunday that its military presence in the Middle East is being boosted as of now, only as a deterrent measure, but also warned that it will swiftly respond to any imminent threats.
As Israeli forces prepare for the next stages of their war against the militant Palestinian group Hamas, concerns of it becoming a wider conflict haven't subsided. In that context, the United States announced additional deployments of air defense systems to the region. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin explained the move on ABC's This Week show.
Recently, we've seen rocket and UAV attacks against bases housing our troops in Iraq and Syria. We maintain the right to defend ourselves, and we won't hesitate to take the appropriate action.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who recently toured the region, emphasized that the boost in U.S. military presence is a deterrent measure. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Police in northern U.S. state of Michigan say there is no evidence of a hate crime as a slain synagogue president is mourned as a devoted leader.
Family, friends, and some of Michigan's top elected officials paid respects Sunday to a synagogue president in the city of Detroit who was found fatally stabbed at her home Saturday. Police are investigating but say no evidence has been found to show anti-Semitism was a motive. Samantha Wall is being remembered as a generous leader who built bridges between communities, including those of different faiths. Officers said they followed a trail of blood to the victim's residence. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
This is VOA News. A court in Iran has sentenced two female journalists to up to 7 years in prison for collaborating with U.S. government and other charges. Both have been imprisoned for over a year following their coverage of the death of Mahsa Amini while in police custody in September of 2022. They can appeal the sentencing within 20 days. The two journalists who broke the news of Amini's death for wearing her headscarf too loosely and who wrote about her funeral were sentenced to 7 and 6 years in jail, respectively, reported the Judiciary News website Mizan on Sunday. Days after the Malaysian government released the findings of its probe into a deadly landslide, families of some victims are saying the report lacks credibility as they call for a more thorough investigation. David Grunbaum has that story.
10 months after an overnight landslide killed 31 people at a campsite on Father's Organic Farm in Batangkali, Malaysia, the government released the findings of its investigation. The government's report says the landslide was triggered by slope failure after an unusually high amount of rainfall over a stretch of weeks, but the report does not answer questions about why a farm and campsite were able to operate in what experts call a risky area. The report also does not address an environmental impact assessment approved in 2013 by the Department of Environment that said the area where the farm and campsite were located was not to be developed. Dave Grunebaum, VOA News, Klang, Malaysia.
Oil prices fell more than a dollar Monday as concerns about supply disruptions eased due to diplomatic efforts intensifying in an attempt to contain the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas. Brent crude futures fell 67 cents to $91.49 a gallon, I should say a barrel, having lost 1.8 to 91.08 a barrel earlier on Monday. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says that he will visit China in early November to meet President Xi Jinping. He also said Sunday that China has agreed to review the crippling tariffs it placed on Australian wine that have effectively blocked trade with winemakers' biggest export maker and market since 2020. Albanese will become the first Australian prime minister to visit China in 7 years. When he travels to Beijing and Shanghai on November 4th through 7th, he will meet with President Xi Jinping and the premier. He's planning to visit Washington to visit President Joe Biden this week. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.